The Holy See reports that Pope Francis will visit Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia. But the announcement comes amidst international concern over renewed violence in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Stefan Bass reports.
Pope Francis will visit the often volatile Caucasus region shortly after Azerbaijan and Armenia blamed each other for massive ceasefire violations in the breakaway enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. Fighting between forces from both nations killed at least dozens of people in recent days. Officials described the clashes as the worst violence since a truce was signed in 1994. Azerbaijan and Armenian-backed separatists could be seen fighting fierce battles. They later pledged to allow each side to safely search for the bodies of the many soldiers killed in the clashes. Earlier, Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev announced a unilateral ceasefire with Armenian-backed troops over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. He says Azerbaijan has violated all the norms of international law. We won't abandon our principal position, but at the same time we are observing the ceasefire. And after that we will try to solve the conflict peacefully. At the same time we will strengthen our army. The Karabakh is inside Azerbaijan, but is controlled by ethnic Armenians who comprise most of its population. And the spokesman of the president of the self-declared Nagorno-Karabakh Republic, David Babayan, has denied wrongdoing, accusing instead Azerbaijan of escalating tensions.
Yes, we think it was their violation of the ceasefire regime, the international law, international humanitarian law, and the Geneva Conventions. Because whatever official Baku has done in the zone of Azerbaijan-Karabakh conflict was a conspicuous manifestation of terrorism and anti-Armenian policy.
Pope Francis has been praying for peace in the troubled region, a message he was expected to carry with him when visiting Armenia in June. The Pope also labeled the Ottoman-era slaughter of Armenians genocide and seeks to improve relations with the Orthodox Church. And he reaches out to heavily Islamic Azerbaijan and mainly Orthodox Georgia, where people are looking forward to his trip from September 30th through October 2nd. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.